All right. You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And so we are joined today by Margaret Kelly, who is a resident at the Barak Beacon Public Housing Estate. And she has lived here for more than 25 years. And just to give a bit of background, we actually did interview Margaret Kelly around a few months ago. And basically, Barak Beacon is a public housing estate that's in Port Melbourne, and basically it is basically at threat by the state government of demolition. And in fact, it's all linked to the fact, and we've been covering this consistently on our program. You know, it's linked with the state Labor government's attempt to sort of privatise and, you know, basically in a sense destroy public housing. And there's actually also going to be a rally for Barak Beacon, which we're going to be talking to Margaret about as well. So good morning, Margaret.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So can you just give us an update on what is, I guess, the kind of current kind of situation with Barak Beacon right now?
Okay. Well, there's still probably half a dozen households here. All of them are actually waiting for Homes Victoria to come up with suitable housing for them. Myself, I am here because I am just refusing to move. We're approaching demolition date. They say they're starting in June, so that's next week. We have a rally coming up this Saturday on site, which has been organised by the Greens, so we're happy for their support. We are hoping, no, not hoping, we have given the Homes Victoria the alternative of plans to renovate at a much lower cost than demolish, but at this point they don't seem to be interested.
And I guess that kind of gets into the question, why... What the government is clear is sort of offering, I guess, sort of alternative, sort of public, sort of housing or alternative other community housing or whatever. And I guess from the perspective of a lot of a tenant like yourself, why do you think this is completely kind of inadequate?
Right. Well, first of all, most of what they're offering, they're actually putting people in private rentals because they don't have any public or community housing options available. So they're scattered all the way from here to Brighton in private rentals. Many of them are hoping they'll come back after the redevelopment, but on their other redevelopments, you know, 5 or 6 years later, there's still no social housing built. So, you know, it's like there's what they say they're doing and then there's the history of what actually happens on other redevelopment sites. So I would not be holding my breath to come back here.
And can you give us, for our listeners, you talked about the action before, but can you just tell us about the upcoming action on Saturday with the kind of exact details and why it's important for people to come along?
And then there is a second action, which will be on Thursday, June the 1st, in the city. So the one at Barak Beacon on Saturday, the main rally is at 12 p.m. on the corner of Boulevard and Barak Road, which is an area near where I live, in Port Melbourne. There'll be a number of speakers there, and including Samantha Ratnam, Catherine Coltsy, our local MLC, and I believe Adam Bent may be coming, which is wonderful. The Greens have supported us when other parties have not been interested. So we're having 5 to 8 on today. We're having a banner making and pizza party at the Sandridge Trugo Club. And then tomorrow there'll be a morning tea at 11 and at 12 p.m. there'll be the rally. So please come.
And
yeah.
And to just give for a final kind of question, and just for our listeners, I guess, you know, why do you think, why for you personally that you're going to keep fighting to stay at Barrack Beacon, and you know why it's so important?
Okay, I think that what they're doing here is just a land grab. Most of what will be built here will be market rental, and the small amount of social housing will not be public housing. It will be privatised community housing. The government is, that's what the government is doing at all the sites under the big housing build, and it's privatisation of public housing. They're very kind of secretive about what they're doing. They use very general terms like social and affordable housing, and people assume they're building public housing, but no, public housing is being torn down and replaced with private housing.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Margaret. And yeah, all the solidarity to you in terms of your fight. I think some of us are going to be coming up to the action tomorrow. I think Chloe,
Margaret, I'm Chloe here, also on the call. We'll be there tomorrow at the action. I'm really glad it's going ahead, and we hope that you and other residents get to keep your home.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chloe. And can I just add on June the 1st, we will have another rally for Barrack Beacon on Parliament steps at 12 p.m.
Wonderful.
So if you can't make it today or tomorrow, there's more opportunities.
June 1st, Parliament steps at 12 p.m.
Yes.
Great. Thank you for announcing that, Margaret. See you tomorrow. Yes.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
Yeah. All right. So just to give our listeners information, the rally for Barrack Beacon will be Protect Public Homes will be happening at the corner of Barrack Road and the Boulevard in Port Melbourne. I think you can get public transport there through the Route 109, which goes to Port Melbourne. And you can get it from the Route 109. Which is the stop on Collins Street. It's also the stop you can use to get to 3CR as well if you go into the other direction. And there's apparently going to be a morning tea as well at 11 a.m. But the actual rally starts at 12 o'clock. So yeah, I think it's going to be very important to get down there. And I think, you know, I want to give a lot of credit to the bravery of, you know, someone like Margaret Kelly, who's, you know, standing by for someone who's lived there for more than 25 years. And I think it raises a very important point that, you know, we always raise about public housing. You know, a lot of the 3CR programs have been raising this point, but, you know, public housing actually creates this kind of sense of, community. And, you know, it does. And I think, you know, the fact that the government is so committed to privatising and destroying public housing. In fact, I'm actually working on a Green Left article where I'm going to be kind of responding to that, but also putting in the context of this Housing Australia fund that the government is actually pushing in place of investing in public housing.